भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 13 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द बिहेवियर ऑफ अ परफेक्ट पर्सन टेक्स्ट 19 एक्चुअली टेक्स्ट 19 20 22 has a purport that's like decent size. So I would like to read till text 22. But we have text 19 on the board, so we'll chant that verse. Kavi kalpo nipuna drik Chitra Priya Kata Sama Lokasya Kurvata Karma Seshe Tad Viksita Piva Kavi Kalpa Nipuna Drik Chitra Priya Kata Sama Lokasya kurvata karma Sese tad viksita piva Mataji's, please. Kavi, very learned. Kalpa, expert. Nipunadrik, intelligent. Chitra Priya Kataha, able to speak palatable words that are pleasing to the heart. Sama, equipoised. Lokasya, of the people in general. Kurvata, engaged in. Karma, fruitive work. Seshe, you lie down. Tat vikshita, seeing them all. Api, although. Va, either. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: Your Honor appears learned, expert, and intelligent in every way. You speak very well, saying things that are pleasing to the heart. You see that people in general are engaged in fruitive activities, yet you are lying here inactive. Purport: Prahlad Maharaj studied the bodily features of the saintly person, and through the saint's physiognomy, Prahlad Maharaj could understand that he was intelligent and expert, although he was lying down and not doing anything. Prahlad Maharaj was naturally inquisitive about why he was lying there inactive. Text 20. Translation: Narada Muni continued, when the saintly person was thus questioned by Prahlad Maharaj, the king of the Daityas, he was captivated by the shower of nectarian words, and he replied to the inquisitiveness of Prahlad Maharaj with a smiling face. Text 21. The saintly Brahmana said, O best of the Asuras, Prahlad Maharaj, who are recognized by the advanced and civilized men, you are aware of different stages of life because of your inherent transcendental eyes, with which you can see a man's character and thus know clearly the results of acceptance and rejection of things as they are. Purport: A pure devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can understand the minds of others because of his pure vision in devotional service. A devotee like Prahlad Maharaj can study another man's character without difficulty. Text 22. Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full of all opulences, is predominant within the core of your heart because of your being a pure devotee. He always drives away all the darkness of ignorance as the sun drives away the darkness of the universe. Purport: The words bhaktya kevalaya indicate that simply by executing devotional service, one can become full of all knowledge. Krishna is the master of all knowledge. Aishwaryasya samagrasya viryasya yasasya sriya. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarva bhutanam hridayeshe arjuna tishtati. And when the Lord is pleased with the devotee, the Lord instructs him. Only to the devotees, however, does the Lord give instructions by which to advance further and further in devotional service. To others, the non-devotees, the Lord gives instructions according to the manner of their surrender. The pure devotee is described by the words bhaktya kevalaya. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains that bhaktya kevalaya means jnana karmadi amisraya, unmixed with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge. Simply surrendering at the lotus feet is the cause of all a devotee's enlightenment and awareness. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Deva Amrita Swaminiti Namine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Desitarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaurav Bhaktavanda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Machita Madgada Prana Bodhayanta parasparam katayam cha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. Krishna explains these are the symptoms of great personalities. When devotees meet each other, they derive great satisfaction in discussing about Krishna, Krishna Katha. We can see in this pastime, when Prahlad Maharaj is meeting with this Avadhut Brahmana, immediately they are seeing each other's good qualities, and they're striking the conversation with glorifying each other. This is the symptom of advanced devotees. Otherwise, it's explained by our acharyas like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and others that we can go on chanting Hare Krishna mantra for so many lifetimes. But if we don't have the proper mood towards Vaishnavas, we will not get the desired results, namely Krishna prema. Because however we treat devotees, however we treat each other, Krishna takes that personally. Krishna personally takes it upon himself. Many times we see like this is lacking, unfortunately. So Prahlad Maharaj is glorifying this Avadhut Brahmana, and in turn the Avadhut Brahmana glorifies Prahlad Maharaj. And the amazing thing is Prahlad Maharaj, as we know, he was very, very advanced personality. I mean, Narsingadev personally appeared to him and spoke to him and glorified him and gave him all kinds of blessings. And 5 years old, Prahlad Maharaj was praying to Narsingadev saying, you know, I don't want to be somewhere in seclusion. I don't want to go to the Himalayas and I don't want to be worried about my liberation. I want to be active where the, you know, materialistic people are suffering. Naiva dvije paraduratya vaitaranyas tadvirja gayana mahamrita magna chitta soche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharam Udvahato Vimudan. Prahlad Maharaj prayed that I want to be where these materialistic people are struggling hard to gratify their senses. I don't want to go back to Godhead alone. As long as there's any souls left in this planet, I don't want to go back to Godhead, Prahlad Maharaj prayed. But he sees this Avadhut Brahmana, he's just lying there. He's not a preacher, he's just, you know, disgusted with materialistic way of life and he's in samadhi. But Prahlad Maharaj is so respectful to him. You can see how he's, speaking sweet words and churning the nectar, like bringing the good qualities and wisdom out of, you know, anybody he comes across. These are like symptoms of very exalted personalities. And this Avadhut personality, he also didn't speak until he was actually questioned by Prahlad Maharaj. This Avadhut Brahman can see how, you know, Prahlad Maharaj was a serious devotee. Then he also started speaking. When I was reading this conversation, it reminded me how Lord Chaitanya, when he went to Sri Rangam, which was the high seat of learning in South India, you know, there was this Brahmana, he can't even read, he's illiterate. He had the Bhagavad Gita upside down and he was struggling. But everybody was actually making fun of him. You know, he can't read, and everybody around him were like great pundits. They were excellent, you know. They knew Sanskrit. They were like perfect personalities, materially speaking. But they were all making fun of this Brahman every day, you know, hey, how is it going, you know, how are you reading Bhagavad Gita and like this. So this Brahman wouldn't, bother answering them because he can see that they're just having him on, just making fun of him. But when Lord Chaitanya went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually skipped all these learned scholars and went straight to this Brahman that can't even read properly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, oh, my dear Brahmana, you know, I can see, obviously, you can't read the book because you have it like upside down and, you know, you're struggling, but, you know, why is that you're trying so hard to read? And this Brahman can see, oh, here is somebody that's serious, you know, he's not making fun of me. He's a serious, this is somebody who's seriously asking me this question. And this Brahman explained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how, this was an instruction given to him by his spiritual master that he should read every day the entire Bhagavad Gita. And this, it's not like the spiritual master didn't know that this person can read. His guru very well knew that this person can read. Still, the guru gave him the instruction. And just to satisfy his guru's desires, instructions, this Brahmana would make an attempt to read every day. And just for this, Krishna was manifesting to this Brahmana who can't even read. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, that I see that, you know, you can read, but you're feeling ecstasy when you're trying to read. How is that? And actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, I see that you have tears in your eyes. Can you explain, like, what's going on? And this Brahmana confidentially explained how trying to follow the instructions of his spiritual master is trying to read the Gita, and Krishna and Arjuna, they're actually manifesting. Yeah, we have a painting in the roof. Krishna and Arjuna, they are actually manifesting in the pages of the Bhagavad Gita for this Brahmana. And this Brahmana was so moved to see how the Supreme Personality of Godhead is become the devotee of his devotee. Krishna has become the chariot driver of Arjuna. So this Brahmana was crying to see this, how merciful is Krishna. So, Prahlad Maharaj asked this question, asked series of questions to this Avadhut Brahmana, and the Brahmana can see how Prahlad Maharaj is a serious devotee and is asking something serious and very spiritual, so he started speaking. Even though this Brahmana appeared to be lazy, but Prahlad Maharaj, being a Mahabhagavat, he can see the real position of this Brahmana. And therefore, you know, he was very glad to have a conversation with this Brahmana. It's like one time somebody said to Prabhupada, you know, you Vaishnavas are actually lazy. And Prabhupada said, if you think Vaishnavas are lazy, that means you have not met a real Vaishnava. And Prabhupada explained how the hero of the Bhagavad Gita was Arjuna, and he was not lazy, he was active like anything. He was fighting like anything for Krishna. And in the Ramayana, we can see how Hanuman, he was a great Vaishnava and he was not lazy at all. He was super active for the pleasure of Ram. And Prabhupada explained how a real Vaishnava, he's not very enthusiastic, he's very unenthusiastic for his personal sense gratification. But for Krishna's pleasure, he's very active and he's willing to sacrifice in anything and everything. Just like in Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see how there was this pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took nice lunch prasad and he went to take a nap. And Govinda wanted to go and give a massage for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so tall, and Mahaprabhu stayed in a small room in Gambira. So when Govinda opened the door to give a massage to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he saw how, you know, there was no room to go in, because Mahaprabhu was occupying the, pretty much, you know, the whole entrance. So Govinda took off his chadar and covered Lord Chaitanya's body and respectfully stepped over Mahaprabhu's body, went on the other side and gave him a nice massage. And Mahaprabhu woke from his nap after some time, and he was surprised to see how Govinda was still there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, you know, did you have your lunch prasad, Govinda? And Govinda said, not yet. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, why didn't you have your lunch yet? So, because you're covering this whole entrance, I'm not able to go out and have my lunch. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked him, why didn't you go out the way you came in? And he explained to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how, you know, when I came in, it was for the pleasure of massaging you, it was for your pleasure. But for me to go out, stepping over your transcendental body would be an offense, because I'm going out just to eat for my own self. So this is the mood of a devotee. For himself, he's not very unenthusiastic, but for Krishna's pleasure, he's very enthusiastic. So Prahlad Maharaj can see how this Avadhut Brahman is a devotee. So that's why it's explained how the guru and sadhu, they actually know us better than we know ourselves. It's kind of scary sometimes when you're dealing with advanced personality to, you know, see that they know you. They like, you know, they can scan through you. They can see all your egos and anarthas. But it's actually purifying and humbling. We should take this position, associate with great personalities, and be pointed out our faults and defects where we can actually grow. Otherwise, it's like if you go in the shower, you're taking a shower, but you know you won't open your arms and clean. You know, you're like this. You're never going to get clean. It's like in the association of devotees, you can't be shy. You have to be like open and be eager to hear what they have to say. There was this reporter that actually asked Prabhupada one time, do you know everything? And Prabhupada said, yes. And the reporter challenged him, saying, okay, if you know everything, then do you know how many windows there are in the Empire State Building? And Prabhupada asked him a challenging question in return. Prabhupada asked the reporter, do you know how many drops of water there are in a mirage? And this person was bewildered. He couldn't quite, you know, answer or even conceive of this question. Then Prabhupada pointed out how this is actually a sudra intelligence. This is the intelligence of a fourth class person. Means they're very much concerned. Even when they meet a saintly person, it's like we can see in the conversation of Prahlad Maharaj and the Avadhut Brahman what they're discussing. But if you put a fourth class person in the Sangha, in the association of devotees, he would only ask external things. Prabhupada pointed out this. This is the sudra intelligence. Means you're worried about everything external. What does Prabhupada say? 4 billion mile radius. We call this material existence like insignificant. It's like one time Prabhupada went to this doctor, and this doctor said, oh Swamiji, I just saw you in the TV yesterday. You were giving an interview. Now you're in my office. It's a small world, isn't it? And Prabhupada said, yes, it's very insignificant. So Prabhupada explained to his disciples how, you know, fourth class intelligence means you're so concerned about everything external. It's like Archita Prabhu took us to this high school, and we were giving a presentation, and the kids kept asking, "Oh, why do you wear a scarf? Why do you keep a little hair in the back? Why you have your head shaved? And what's that on your forehead?" And even the teacher got annoyed. He said, "Kids, come on. Stop worrying about how they look and ask some deep questions about what they believe and how they're experiencing like this." The teacher actually like cut them off. So this is the situation. We live in this world and most people are like less than Sudras, Prabhupada explained. So they don't have any spiritual intelligence. They're very concerned about like external things. So, when Prabhupada says in the purport, how, here Prabhupada says the word bhaktiya kevalaya indicate that simply by executing devotional service, one can become full of all knowledge. So when Prabhupada says when one can become full of all knowledge, he's not talking about like how many hairs are in our body or, you know, how many cars there are right now in 405 freeway. It's not like that. What Prabhupada is referring to is spiritual understanding. Later on in the purport, Prabhupada explains that when the Lord is pleased with the devotee, the Lord instructs him. Only to the devotees, however, does the Lord give instructions by which to advance further and further in devotional service. So this is what Prabhupada is referring to when he says you become full of all knowledge. Full of all knowledge means whatever knowledge we need. It's like one time my Guru Maharaj was explaining, the Guru knows everything means the super soul actually gives intelligence to the spiritual master how to guide a specific soul that's approaching him and taking shelter of him. And knowing everything means to give guidance to how to make progress in spiritual life. But the ultimate goal that we're reading is how to attain pure love for Krishna. That's our ultimate goal. It's not like we want to become all-knowing in this material world so we can impress some people. Most people, most gurus, most people that claim to be gurus, they're busy doing this. They just want to impress their followers. Because they themselves don't know what's pure devotional service, and the followers definitely don't know, so the whole exchange is all about like false ego and sense gratification. It's like this famous guru, one devotee friend of mine, he was driving him. And this guru is very famous, especially in India, and he was visiting California, and my friend was driving him. And my friend asked him, "Oh, Swamiji, you're very famous, so where did you get your knowledge from?" And this guy said, "Oh, you know, I was meditating in a cave for 7 days and all this knowledge came to me." So they don't have any like authorized spiritual understanding, guru parampara, surrender, discipline, regulative principles, nothing. It's all about like false ego, you know. So you just get some knowledge by meditating for 1 week. What kind of knowledge is that? I mean, we're struggling for so many decades, still our knowledge is so imperfect, still we have so many doubts. So pure devotional service, that's what this translation purport, Prabhupada is stressing. Everything else for Krishna is insignificant. It's you can't impress Krishna with how can you impress Krishna with anything else? What's our knowledge compared to Krishna's knowledge, and what's our strength compared to Krishna's strength? How renounced can you be? How beautiful do we look? You know, we can't impress Krishna. There's this famous pastime how this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having his personal kirtan in the house of Srivas Thakur, and Mahaprabhu was not feeling ecstasy, was not feeling ecstatic symptoms. So he asked Srivast Thakur, is there anybody in the house? And Srivast Thakur kind of answered in a roundabout way. He said, oh, you know, there is no, like, you know, materialistic person in the house, Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu kept chanting. Again he said, I'm not feeling my usual ecstasies. Is there anybody in the house? Oh, there's no materialistic person in the house. Mahaprabhu said, any stranger at all? Is there anybody other than us? He said, yes. But Mahaprabhu, Srivast Thakur explained, but he is very, very renounced. He's very austere. He only drinks milk. And he follows the regulative principles. He's a celibate. And Mahaprabhu said, why did you allow him here? He's not a devotee at heart. Who cares if he's austere, he reads the scriptures and he only drinks milk and he's celibate. I don't care about these things. If he's not a devotee, I don't want him here. So Mahaprabhu was very heavy on this point. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was displaying his Mahaprakash Leela, very rarely would Mahaprabhu show that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Usually he would close his ears if somebody called him Krishna or Vishnu. So during this Mahaprakash Leela, Mahaprabhu was revealing himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he was in such a charitable mood, such merciful mood. He was giving all kinds of blessings to all his devotees. And somebody asked him, somebody asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what about Mukunda, your dear friend and devotee? What about Mukunda? Why you're not calling him for a blessing, to give blessing? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this Mukunda is like a prostitute. He goes in different places, like he comes to me and he hears and chants about pure devotional service. And then he goes and mixes with these Mayavadis. You know, and the Mayavadis, they beat me on my head with the club, saying I have no form, I have no personality, I have no hands, no legs. They minimize me and insult me. And Mukunda also goes there and associates with them. So for this reason, I won't see him for 10 million births, Mahaprabhu said. 10 million births, I won't see him. So Mahaprabhu was very strict. Even in the Chaitanya Bhagavat says how Murari Gupta was very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu was just a little kid, Nimai Pandit. He wanted to teach Murari Gupta a lesson, of course. Teach us through Murari Gupta, because Murari Gupta was Hanuman. And Mahaprabhu actually went and passed water in the prasad of Murari Gupta. He passed water in the lunch of Murari Gupta just to make a heavy point, saying, you know, when you mix anything with pure devotional service, so contaminating, it spoils the whole thing. Whether it's jnana or yoga or karma or all these things, when you mix it with bhakti, it ruins the whole thing. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strict. And Krishna also says, Bhakto si me sakha cheti rahasyam etad uttamam. Krishna explains in the Gita that I'm only speaking to you and only you can understand this Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna, because you're my devotee. Otherwise, Krishna says, it's rahasyam, it's very confidential, it's very secret. Nobody can understand unless they're devotees of Krishna. We can see how practically the whole world, everybody is reading Bhagavad Gita, but who can understand Bhagavad Gita? Before Prabhupada came to America, how many translations of Bhagavad Gita are there? How many devotees they were able to make? It's like the other day I was distributing books on Harinam in Hollywood, and this Christian lady got a book from me, Science of Self-Realization. And the first question she asked is, oh, do you guys believe in God? I said, yes. And she opened the book, and Krishna's arrangement, Prabhupada is talking about God. And Prabhupada is repeating again and again how you can understand God and how God is so pure and all these things. And she was just about to give a donation and this Hindu man comes over. I don't know where he came from. And he grabbed the Bhagavad Gita from my hand and put it in her hand and said, don't take the blue book, talking about self-realization. She said, take this book, Bhagavad Gita. Because this is the only book that teaches you how you can become enlightened without God. And this lady looked at me like, what's he saying? And I was thinking, oh my Krishna, you know, what do I do? You know? So I whispered in her ears, I said, you know, he's not a supreme authority. This book is very authoritative text and it talks about God, so don't worry about what he says. And then she was like confused because this guy was more enthusiastic than me to distribute a book, but with wrong understanding. So people have all kinds of weird understanding. He kept telling her how this book will help her in her business, and he was telling her how she can become peaceful and become one with each other, and whatever he can think of, he was telling her. I was just thinking, this is a perfect example of somebody who is promoting Bhagavad Gita, but he has no knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. So pure devotional service, that's what Prabhupada is trying to establish. And by pure devotional service, you can actually please Krishna. This pastime of Krishna going to the house of Vidura, he walked past Duryodhana's palace where there was so much opulence available for Krishna. But he went to the house of Vidura, and Vidura's wife was so nervous, she kept throwing away the bananas and kept feeding Krishna the banana peel. But Krishna was so pleased with her devotion, Krishna accepted even the banana peel. So is there any comments or questions? Prem Sankirtan Prabhu.
Sometimes we see, some devotees, they are very strict, very knowledgeable, you know, they have good quality. But how you also mentioned at the beginning of the class, sometimes they are not so nice with others, other devotees, not respectful. So can you explain a little bit why it's like that?
It's various reasons. Sometimes, you know, it's conditioning. Sometimes, you know, the devotees can be offensive also. So that's not a very good example to learn from. Yes, Archita Prabhu.
So can we say that, you know, there are not enough pure and they want something, not pure devotional service, they want maybe position or fame or some karma. This is also a reason.
Yeah, that's hard for us to judge what they want from how they treat you, but that's not Vaishnava etiquette, that's not what we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Thank you.
Let's see what Archita Prabhu will say.
Hare Krishna. First thing I'm saying is thank you for a very nice class, very thoughtful statements. This is discussed in the Srimad Bhagavatam. I'm sure he knows, he just likes to churn the ocean. That when we come to bhakti, we're coming out of a contaminated state. It's not like you walk through the door as a pure devotee and then people are surprised that you're not acting like a pure. No. We come in contaminated, and that the contaminations are described and discussed. There's karma misha, misha bhakti, there's jnana misha bhakti, yoga misha bhakti. It's mixed. Yesterday's lecture, Prabhupada was saying how there's so many people who actually seem to know Bhagavad Gita. So many so-called scholars, politicians, they know the Bhagavad Gita apparently. They can discuss it with you and give so many commentaries, but they're not devotees. They're not devotees. So knowledge of the scripture in and of itself does not mean that you have the right devotional sentiment. Just like the story you told about the South Indian Brahmana. There are so many other Brahmanas there who appear to be very, very knowledgeable. And they may be devotees to a certain degree, but they're not on the highest platform of devotion like this simple Brahmana who couldn't read the book. So it's, again, it's not just about knowledge. It's not just about being active either. Like we were saying, devotees are generally active, but sometimes you can be active and not in the right mood. I've seen over the decades, and I'm sure Naikatma has seen many times, you have some devotees who come in and they're extremely active and extremely energetic. But inevitably, if they don't advance in their devotional feeling, then they become actually envious. I've seen many times devotees say, you guys are so lazy, I'm working so hard, why should I work so hard while the rest of you are so lazy, I'm going to go get a job. And they leave Krishna consciousness. Because it's just their nature to be very active. But Prabhupada said, we don't just want active, because the monkeys are also very active. We don't want monkey activities. Because generally speaking, even though the monkeys are very energetic and active, you don't want them around because they're simply a botheration. They simply create mischief. So we're not just about being active. We're not just about knowing what's in the scripture. We are about developing the proper sentiment toward Krishna. And that comes through the mercy of Guru. If you please the spiritual master, even if you're the biggest fool in the world, gradually everything will be revealed to you. If you have that attitude of wanting to please the spiritual master. But if you come in thinking, I'm such a scholar, I know so much, or I'm so active, I'm so good at this and that, and but you don't develop the right sentiment towards the guru, then you're not going to get anywhere. Or it will take a very long time. Anyway, on that point, just one more thing. On the point he was asking about behavior, Mahaprabhu, as you know, touched on this with Haridas Thakur. He said directly, some devotees know how to preach, but they don't know how to behave properly. Some devotees behave very nicely, but they don't want to preach. He said, you are an example, Haridas, but you're the topmost example because you do both. So that's the goal for everyone. If you like to preach, but you're not acting properly, then learn how to act properly. And if you know how to act properly, but you don't like to preach, then learn how to preach. Everybody has some way they can improve.
It's also mentioned there are like six kinds of offenses you can make to devotees. One of them is you're not happy to see somebody who's a devotee of Krishna. That's also an offense. You don't say Haribol if you don't speak sweet words to other Vaishnava. That's also an offense. Anything else? Thank you so much, Granthara, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.